That would be Los Lobos and La Bamba. He's even caught Scott singing along. He's in a pretty good mood today after that big Leafs win on the weekend.
Oh, did they win?
Yeah, they won. You know they won. You're being silly right now. You're going viral on the TikTok again. You got some dance moves. Another great video.
You got to flaunt it, right?
When you got it, you got to flaunt it. All right. It is time to welcome our next interesting Islanders to the show. We are very excited to welcome from Tyne Valley. I don't mean to pigeonhole you as just being about Tyne Valley or anything like that, because you guys have tons of interests, and we're going to talk about a lot of them today. But the boys are from Tyne Valley. You've been doing lots of great stuff in Tyne Valley. We have Adam McLennan and Jeff Noy here. Welcome to the show, boys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for getting up right early and making the trip down to come be on the show today. We are super excited to have you here. Why don't we give folks a little background? Jeff, we'll start with you. Do you want to say hi to your family? You know, where anybody that you'd like to shout out to get things started?
Absolutely. I think Carrie and the kids there, Hunter and Aaron, they're on the road heading to school right now.
So. Where do they go to school at?
They go to SIS and Parkside. So, and Carrie's the band music teacher there. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. And what are you up to these days?
God. Flat out.
Yes.
You know, so I own and operate Valley Pearl Oysters in Tyne Valley. So right now we're just driving her. Yeah. Getting as many oysters out across the world as we can. And I don't know what people are doing with them, but they're loving the oysters these days, and that's great. We also just opened up our dinner theater show here last weekend, so we do quite a bit of that, and place is packed every night, and you know, having a lot of fun.
All right, you two are both like celebrities of the Tyne Valley area.
Celebrities,
celebrities, right? And Adam, welcome to the show. We've had chats before about festivals, like at hockey games and whatnot. Why don't you do your shout outs and then tell me what's up in your life?
I was just going to start off saying hi, Mom, basically. And I know Abby and them are probably in daycare right now, but we have a bunch of friends that are in the water. Corey Burton, JD, I think they're all tuning in there this morning. Like Jeff said there too, there's a bunch of opening day of the spring oyster season or the wild oyster season as well.
And yeah.
Fortunately, I'm sitting beside a guy here with a Matthews jersey on. Foolish hat, I will say.
Oh, that would be me. Yeah.
That's you. But
we're
anyway,
gonna dive
we'll
right into that, are we? Okay. So you're an Oilers fan, right?
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of speculation out there this morning after both the Leafs and the Oilers move on to round number two. Some people are playing in the Cup Finals already. Now, how does that make you feel? A Leafs Oilers final.
Well, I think it's pretty cute, you know, for the first time in a long time, they get into the second round and, you know, all the messages and Facebook posts, they're up dancing, they're wearing the jerseys. And I mean, it's great. They've been waiting a long time to be able to do that. But, you know, after, you know, the Oilers last year going to the semifinals there, we lost Colorado, but, you know, I know there's a few people that are probably picking up that parade route and blowing it off.
All right, no, I like that.
We're very humble when we win.
Yeah. Very humble.
Not really.
Jeff and I's got some experience here getting into the second round and third round, but we, you know, we are happy for you, that's for sure.
And it should be noted that Jeff and I are Habs fans, we can't really say too much.
We went hard for Bedard this year. That's what we did. All right?
We went hard for Bedard.
We might take it. We don't know. We'll see how the lottery goes, but we went hard for Bedard.
We are going to chat more with the boys coming up here in just a few minutes. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Our interesting Islanders today are Jeff Noy and Adam McLennan.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and laughter and some great tunes on the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. We'll have a good time. We'll share some laughs. Feel free.
Front Theater Summerside. Tickets on sale now at the theater box office. Presented by Bonco Entertainment.
All right, Jeff, why don't you give that weather a rip through?
All right, I'm my best radio voice.
Yeah, please, please.
Cloudy with showers this morning and early this afternoon. Rain beginning this afternoon, windy, and a high of 9. Tonight, periods of rain mixed with drizzle, windy, low of +3 overnight. Tuesday, periods of rain, wind becoming light in the afternoon, and a high of 7. Right now, it's 3 in Summerside, 3 in Charlottetown, and +32 and sunny in Tyne Valley
beautiful,
it is every day.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Always sunny in Tyne Valley.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. EMF Unbelievable. It's Ocean 100, and our Interesting Islanders feature continues through this week, and we're happy to have in here on a Monday Jeff Noy and Adam McLennan. Thanks very much for popping by to hang out today, guys. And of course, a lot of people know you guys from your involvement with the Tyne Valley Oyster Festival, Rock the Boat, all that fun stuff, and I guess things are starting to get geared up again. What's the best part about working on a big festival like that?
I think it's, you know, meeting people, you know, especially with the Oyster Festival, that oyster culture, that oyster world. Like, I've met so many great friends, oyster shuckers from all over the country, and, you know, I don't think I would have met them if I didn't run the festival for so long. So I think, to me, that's, you know, and even though I'm not as involved with the festival anymore, I still have those friendships. So I, you know, that's, to me, that's by far the most important part.
And people really do come from all over the world to shuck oysters.
Absolutely. No, hey, why wouldn't you want to come to Tyne Valley, shuck with the best oysters in the world?
Absolutely.
Right? So, you know, it's great. And, you know, it's also a sense of pride, I think. Like, it's like we have what nobody else has.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody kind of feels that about their own community. Do you know what I mean? Like, they find something in their own community that they can say, you know, I'm very proud of that. And if you don't have it, make it.
And I mean, a festival like that doesn't just happen overnight. There's a lot of work and a lot of folks that are part of this festival putting it on.
It takes a lot of volunteers. It takes a lot of people to pull a festival like Tyne Valley off. You know, just like Jeff said, you know, we've managed to meet a lot of people, develop a lot of relationships out of the festival. That's not only helped us in previous years, but it's helped us where we are today. Jeff being in the oyster side, myself being in the event side itself. You know, we're always grateful for the start, and we look forward to the festival every year as much as we're not involved with it anymore. Also the Alpines, though. The Alpines is another key thing. On
yes, I also like the Alpines.
Okay.
Can I change my answer? Yes. I'm going to go with the Alpines.
Okay.
All right. 1B, we'll call it, yeah.
A little bit more succinct there. That's, yeah, that's good. Well, you guys have done great stuff in Tyne Valley. Now it's time to do great stuff in the Ocean 100 studio here because it's time for the birthdays. Adam, are you ready to handle this? That sounds super confident. I'll start the list and then I'll throw it over to you. Happy 16th birthday going out to Emerson Van Horn today. Love from Mom, Dad, and Brother Carson. A belated birthday for Peyton Gallant, turned 13 yesterday, from friends and family. Another belated birthday yesterday for Audrey Perry LeBlanc. Love, Jaden. Eric Kalbeck is 10 today from Dad, Mom, and Alex. Amanda Clare, happy birthday from Mike, Gracie, and Maddie. Katie Pound in Charlottetown is 18. And Mary McDonald, happy birthday from your family and your fur babies in South Rustico, 19 today. You want to pick her up, Adam?
Yeah, happy birthday goes out to Amber Poirier. No age there. Maybe she could be 70.
We can make it up.
30, let's just say she's 28. Brennan Toole from Nanny and Grampy, happy 8th birthday. Andy Williams from Charlottetown, 64 years old. When was the last time the Leafs won the Cup? It's going to be around that time anyway.
The Chirps.
Ryder Deagle from Pleasant Grove, celebrating his 11th birthday. Love from Nanny and Poppy. Melvin J. from Piscuit. Again, he could be 33. Jackson Bolter, 23 years of age, happy birthday. And Scotty Quinn from Montague, 47 years old, all the love from the family.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Smooth.
We'll give you
smooth.
Scott's begrudgingly clapping. He's not appreciating all these chirps he's getting.
Hey. I've heard it all.
Confederation Bridge celebration calendar. On Friday, we'll give away 2 bridge passes from our friends at the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge celebration calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your announcements.
Windy and a low of 3. Tuesday, periods of rain, a high of 7 with those winds becoming light. Confederation Bridge, open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
And thank you very kindly, Scott. It is 8:06 right now. Let's take care of your water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. 18% of people do this once a week because of their poor memory. A lot of people kind of narrowed it down to something to do with the phone. And have you done this, Scott? Have you ever
absolutely.
Have you ever had to call yourself to try and find your phone because you misplaced the phone? Yeah. Boys, what about you?
Got to do it every day.
Every day.
Yes.
Every single day.
I don't do it myself, though. I get like somebody at work, Tracy or somebody that, she just, and then we just run around the shop trying to find my phone every day.
It is tough to find your phone to call yourself when
you're looking for the phone. It is. You don't have your phone. Yeah, so it's like, no, Tracy, you got to call my phone again.
That's a tough one. Find a landline somewhere. What's a landline?
What's that?
Oh, my God. All right. So that's the answer. If you had that, you're now in the draw. You might win a $100 Robin's Donuts gift card coming up on Friday. We'll have more with our interesting Islanders today. We have Jeff Noy and Adam McLennan here down from Tyne Valley to spend some time with us this morning.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Still one of the best concerts I've ever seen. You give love a bad name. Bon Jovi. 810 Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy Campbell and Scott Chapman with you. Scott's in a dandy mood today because the Leafs won on Saturday night. They're moving to round number two, so that's good thing number one. Good thing number two is that our interesting Islanders are here today, and there's two of them. We're hanging out with Jeff Noy and Adam McLennan. Boys, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks,
Travis. This has been so much fun chatting about all the things that you guys are into. And, of course, you're from the Tyne Valley area. And, I mean, let's talk first about Valley Pearl here for a second, all right? Because I know you guys have a lot of stuff going on in the summer. I know that you're a very passionate businessman in that area, too. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the dinner theater aspect of things? Let's start there.
Yeah, so we do a few different shows a year, and we're in our spring show right now. So it's called There Goes the Bride. We opened up last weekend, and, you know, rave reviews, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I've heard.
Know, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, it's great. It's more, geared towards the, let's say adult crowd.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, not, you know, don't bring your kids.
That's right. We always say, if you're easily offended, stay home. This is not the spot for you.
That's good
and you know what, really, most people, they're okay with that, you know, but yeah, no, we got, 17 nights coming up, and, you know, we have a lot of fun, and it shows. When people come watch our show, they know we're having a good time, and they're going to have a good time because of that. So,
and if people want to keep tabs on any of these shows or anything, now I know you were talking that they're pretty much sold out, are they not?
Yeah, so we have 17 sold out shows right now, but I think we're looking to add more, or you never know what we're going to do. Just, you know, follow us on Facebook and see what's going on. We never know what we're going to be doing.
Some pretty good
totally
teasers out there,
mantra.
Too.
What's that?
Some pretty good teasers out there, too, for the
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, check our Facebook page. We're always doing something stupid, so it's always good for a laugh. You know.
I don't know if you know this or if you've latched onto this. Jeff is a bit of a character. And Adam likes to get him going. You guys usually do a hell of a job hosting the oyster shucking and doing that stuff with the festival. And speaking of the festival, they're probably going to be announcing some stuff here very soon.
Yeah, it's, I would suspect by the next week or two, you're going to see the lineup release for Rock the Boat. You'll see some more information on the Canadian Oyster Shucking Championship on Friday night, which this man here hosts every single year. I think last year, Jeff, I think it was pretty special. It was the first year in the new rink.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was great. That was pretty incredible. All the hard work that you and a number of community members have went through to get it to where it needed to be, the rink. And then see that festival the first time take place.
Yeah, it really was special. Cool. And not just for the people in our community, but all the oyster shuckers, you know, that's kind of like their hometown in Prince Edward Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know, it was emotional for them to kind of see the new spot. And to be honest with you, it was the first time I didn't take heat stroke on stage during the shucking, because usually in the old rink, you know, no airflow, nothing. This new rink's air conditioned. It was just unbelievable.
We sold $7,000 worth of hoodies on Wednesday night last year.
People were buying hoodies because it was too freaking cold. You know? It's like, normal, hard on the beer sales, though, you know?
So, I mean, let's go back to that. I mean, obviously the fire was devastating, but you guys knew pretty much immediately that it was, you got to get yourself together and rebuild, right?
Yeah, I think we had the plans in place, and, you know, the embers were still burning. Mm. So there was zero thoughts in my mind that it wouldn't be built in a timely manner, and you know, geez, we got it done on time, on budget, and that just goes to, you know, the amazing people in our community to make that happen.
And I mean, I have to say this because it takes someone to rally all of those people too, right? So you guys deserve a heck of a lot of credit for being able to get that up and running so quickly, and now it's going to flourish for decades. So that's a pretty big deal.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's a soft note to end this segment on. We'll have more with the boys coming up next.
Playing the 70s, 80s, and 90s. This is CHTN-FM, Charlottetown. But when you're waking up with the Ocean 100 Morning Show, you call us Ocean 100.
Finished a tough chore? Wrapped up some paperwork? Got to work on
time? Hope Optical, where you're singing there is free.
All right, we're super prepared for the weather here. We're not just sitting around talking. Adam, you want to do the weather here for us?
Absolutely.
Let's do her.
I mean, it's probably just like any other day, sun, cloud, chance of showers, but we'll break it down today. Cloudy with showers this morning and early afternoon. Rain beginning this afternoon, windy, high of 9. Tonight, periods of rain mixed with drizzle, windy, low of +3 overnight. Tuesday, periods of rain, winds becoming light in the afternoon. High is 7, and right now it's 3 in Summerside, 3 in Charlottetown, and likely 3 at Moth Lane.
32 degrees in Time Valley.
In Time Valley.
Sunny in 32.
And did you say that like the weather's usually just sun and cloud and a chance of showers?
Sun, cloud, so chance of showers.
That? List yep. Everything, it can't be wrong.
No. Maybe a flurry.
We'll have more with the boys coming up in a few. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show. It's Benny and the Gents, Elton John, Ocean 100. It's 8:23. Good morning. Still some school buses out doing their thing. Make sure you're paying attention for the flashing lights. Maybe some showers this morning, bit of rain this afternoon, and winds going to be fairly brisk, gusting to 60 with a high around 9. We've been joined this morning by Jeff Noy and Adam McLennan. And boys, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you very much for coming down and, you know, spending a bit of time with us as our interesting Islanders. I know things are busy right now, too. On the event side of thing with Adam, and of course on the oyster side of thing, oysters are hot right now. You were
crazy
talking about it.
Yeah, people are loving them. You know, why wouldn't they? They're excellent. They're good and cheaper than Viagra.
And so. There you go.
Great.
That's a little hot tip there on the end. Where are you sending them to? By the way,
We ship all over North America. So you know the big cities are, you know, Toronto, Montreal, Boston, Ottawa, Hamilton, all over the place.
And you've been setting records. So
yeah, for our company, you know, the last couple of weeks have been the busiest weeks we've ever had. So, and I only think this is going to keep going. And, you know, people love PEI oysters. There's no question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, boys. Really appreciate you guys coming down here and hanging out with us. Adam, I know, sitting next to a Leafs fan, it was tough.
It's been tough. Who knows? Well, maybe we'll meet in the final.
God. Well, that will never happen.
No.
I mean, I don't think the Leafs will get there. The Oilers could get there. I think they could.
But. It is going to be interesting to watch the Leafs in the second round in color.
It is.
Like, we've never seen it in color TV.
In black and white.
You know, like, we've never seen it in color. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm excited.
One final jab. I love it. All right, boys. Thanks very much for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Delmac. Print, Signs, Cresting is PEI's full-service manufacturing company for all of your business and personal signage, printing, and cresting needs. Our new state-of-the-art facility is ready for your next project.